There are concerns the Disability Royal Commission may be compromised before it's even started. That's because a growing number of advocates and people with disabilities say they'll boycott the long-awaited inquiry, which is holding its first public sitting in Brisbane today. The Commission's investigating violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation of people with disabilities, but there are calls for two of the seven commissioners to stand down because of perceived conflicts of interest. Julia Holman reports.
Craig Wallace has waited decades to give evidence to a royal commission about the abuse he suffered starting from when he was just 5 years old.
I would want them to know about being in a disability institution where a nurse was coming round and setting fire to my hair at night, and the systems that were meant to protect vulnerable people weren't working for me.
He has a rare condition called central core disease and has used a wheelchair since he was a boy.
When I was around 12 or 13 years old, I was left at an Anglican church camp for 10 days with a broken arm and experienced other forms of abuse.
But Craig Wallace says he'll boycott the Royal Commission as long as two of the seven government-appointed commissioners, John Ryan and Barbara Bennett, remain in their roles. He says a growing number of advocates hold the same view, and he's convened the Disability Royal Commission Action Group to push for the commissioners to stand down.
I'm not making any statements that either Commissioners Ryan or Bennett were involved or contributed to the abuse and neglect of disabled people as individuals. But what they did was that they were both in charge of and managed systems where people with disabilities have experienced abuse. And that's what makes them unacceptable appointments.
John Ryan is a former New South Wales Liberal politician and a senior public servant with the New South Wales Department of Family and Community Services. Barbara Bennett was the Deputy Secretary of the Families and Communities Branch of the Federal Department of Social Services. Green Senator Jordan Steele John was one of the loudest voices pushing for the Royal Commission.
I would reiterate the call that has been made now by over 50 disabled organisations for these commissioners to reconsider their positions.
Do you support those advocates and those people with disabilities who will be boycotting this Royal Commission?
I do. You shouldn't ask people to give evidence to folks in a dynamic where they feel as though they're being made to disclose to their abusers. It would have been totally inappropriate for the Child Abuse Royal Commission to include an individual who'd been part of the Melbourne response, for instance.
Jeff Smith is the CEO of People with Disabilities.
As an organisation, we're not supporting the boycott because many of our members are keen to tell their story, but we're also informing people that that boycott is happening if they want to go down that path.
The government says it stands by all of the commissioners it appointed to the inquiry. In a statement, the chair of the Royal Commission, Ronald Sackville, acknowledges it's essential that the inquiry has the confidence of the disability community. He says no one will be asked to tell their story to a commissioner who they're not comfortable with, and commissioners won't be involved with hearings and deliberations relevant to their previous roles.
Julia Holman reporting.